Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. And of course, we have some amazing guests today. Amazing guests. Who do we have on the show today, folks?
Ryan, not folks.
Let our listeners do the show.
Yeah. You know, I'd probably do a better job, but oh well. I got a little excited today. I'm sorry, guys. I just started Mountain Dew back again.
Oh, so he's back on the Mountain Dew, everybody.
I'm feeling pretty excited. So
that is we're all awesome. Excited for him, too.
Yeah. High five.
Woo! You got some high fives. I'll give you
over here. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a good show today.
It's going to be a blast, people. Today in the B4G studio, we have Nicole Broberg and Annie Monk.
Hello, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, they're from Limitless Transition Service, and Annie is the muscle, right?
Right.
No.
Limitless, yeah.
And then the brains. Who's the brains?
This one.
Of Limitless.
Limitless.
Yeah.
Limitless. All right.
And we want a shout out.
A shout out to East Hollywood High, or let them do the shout out.
Shout out to Community Based Learning. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Be nice to Billy Kay.
Be nice.
And Brandon. And Brandon later.
And feel free to say stuff on the Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely comment on the Facebook pager.
Let's see if they're up there yet.
And we're doing episode 44 of the Biz for Good show.
Episode 44.
That is good luck.
44. Yeah. 44,
that's
a good
number. 4 is 8, and
that's my favorite
number. Oh, yeah, Billy's on. Yeah, Billy.
All right, Billy.
Yeah, Billy's on.
Cool, cool.
Awesome. Annie's class is all here, he says.
Oh, boy.
Oh, exciting.
No pressure.
They are amazing guests, though. We only have amazing guests on
the
show.
That's right, that's right. We're doing the rule of 76. No excuses, play like a champion.
Yep. So that's our biz hack today?
No, that's our episode.
Oh, no, that's our, yeah, that's right.
That's okay. Our episode.
Hey, we're going to book
I'm,
in.
I'm jumping
we're
ahead.
We're going to book in. The episode and the biz hack are bookends of all the rules. Rule number one for the biz hack, and the episode is rule 76.
Which is the last rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of.
The last official rule.
Very good. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to find stuff out.
Definitely want to go to our Facebook page because it'll talk about Annie and Nicole on the page, and it'll give you all that information on what they're doing if you want to know more.
Yeah, and you can also listen to this episode, and you'll find lots out, too.
Yeah. Over and over
and over.
Especially
and over.
If you don't like to read. Like, that's why podcasts are so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I listen to them. I'm in the car all the time. Yeah. I love listening to podcasts.
Who wants to read?
As long as they're interesting and don't. You know what I love about podcasts is most of the time they don't take themselves too serious.
You
know, radio and stuff, it's all serious. And podcasts, we can do whatever the crap we want.
That's right.
That's exactly why I like podcasts. If they're too, like, I don't know, polished, I guess, and they're reading and stuff, I don't like them.
I don't either.
News alert.
Yeah. Have some fun with this thing. This is the brave new world of media. It's fun. It's cool. Okay.
All right, Bobby, we go turn it over to you for some sponsors and partnership.
All right, EFL 360, EFL360.com, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, every Thursday at the Miller Campus in the Corporate Partnership Building in the third floor, room 333. You can come to EFL 360 weekly. That's from 4 to 6. Today. If you're an entrepreneur, want to be an entrepreneur, think about making a business, think you're a leader, want to know some tools, want to get down and dirty and really connected with your entrepreneurship-ish world, EFL 360, that's EFL360.com. Yeah. and Speak Up, speakupspeakers.com. If you're a speaker, want to be a speaker, think you're a speaker, know you have a message inside you that needs to get out and you're not sure how to do that, check out speakupspeakers.com and become a speaker.
That's right.
And not only become a speaker, make a difference.
Make a difference.
Speakupspeakers.com.
We got one last one is Advocate Tees. We are looking for the next generation of designers and artists that want to submit art on our shirts. It's a crowdsourcing website, anti-bullying, suicide awareness. We support that. And we're looking for designers that want to earn cash rewards and make a difference in the process. You can go to advocatees.com or submit at advocatees.com.
Advocatees.com.
He loves
I think he really likes the microphone.
He does.
That was really good.
I just like saying websites for some reason. .com at the end is just fun. It's .org. It's not as cool. .com.
I do have to say it's a lot more fun talking when these are on, like, so you can hear yourself. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so, I used to think, why are they wearing headphones? That's stupid. But it's so much better because you like hear everything really, really good. I'm with you.
Oh,
it's weird. I always thought, why do you want to wear headphones? That's annoying. You look dumb. But actually, we look official.
We look cool.
We look like we know what we're doing.
Right. Right.
You guys, absolutely, they know what they're doing. We have no clue what we're doing. All right, Ryan, I've taken us off the show. Where are we going?
Here we are again.
Just remind our listeners, the Biz for Good show is a fun podcast that dives deep in interviews, like-minded, passionate people doing good in business, and promotes that the true success in business is doing good. Some love and doing good.
Yeah, and you don't hear love in the business world too often, and it's too bad because love is really how to be successful. The more you love, the more successful you'll be.
That's right.
I'm not ashamed to say it.
Ooh, me neither. Me neither.
I love you guys.
I had been twice. Oh, we're high fiving again. Sweet. Annie?
It's a high five show today, baby. Ooh, yeah, we got this. See, this is a good way to put the mics. Now we couldn't high five before. This is so much better.
Oh man.
That's right. So check out the show at bizforgoodshow.com. Also, we live stream every Thursday at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Facebook and YouTube channel. Looking for subscribers, please subscribe.
She's stealing my thunder.
But I just whispered it, so I didn't really. Okay,
I can share the love. Yeah. I can share the love of the .com.
Okay. It's all about sharing.
Business is all about sharing and love.
See, if everybody understood the secret, the world would be such a better place, but whatever.
All right, we'll start the show with the best hack here. And the rule number one is the book in number one. Rule number 76.
Rule number one. Let's turn the biz hack over to you guys. You tell us what number one is.
Am I going to say it? Mm-hmm. Rule number one is to thine own self be true.
Be true. I love it. You know, that fits so well in business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And people will say, you know, my business world is here, my personal world is here, and they don't mix. And of course they do mix. Who you are is what you are when you're in business. If you're doing a business that isn't true to yourself, you're cruising for failure. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it. When you are true to yourself, you can't help but succeed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's why Elon Musk succeeded with Tesla. Everybody thought he was a lunatic. He was crazy. He was stupid to make electric cars. Who on earth can do? You can't do that and make a success. And now who's laughing?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's because he cared about it. And he wanted to change the world, not because he wanted to make a lot of money.
Right. And if people know that you're passionate about what you're doing, that leaks into every aspect of your life. And it just, like, proves consistency in your mission, in your values, in your, you know, goals, everything. They bleed into each other all the time. And if you can be passionate in one, you can be passionate in everything, and everything will just kind of exponentially grow. Yeah.
And people want to do business with people like that.
Oh, yeah.
When you're real. In this day and age of so much noise, we know when you're fake.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
People can see right through it.
One of our other rules, I don't know what number it is, but it's like you got to walk your talk.
Ooh,
and
love it.
If you can't walk your talk, which is the same thing to thine own self be true, people aren't going to believe you. They're not going to trust you if you're not authentic.
True. So true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's powerful.
Now, did you guys come up with the rules, or did you adopt them?
I mean, like, we've
been around for.
I mean, Shakespeare. We get them every. We get them from Shakespeare, the Bible, rap music,
anything that has a little bit movie of truth
quotes.
To it. We'll
movie
take
quotes.
It.
Movie quotes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah. So anything that like
resonates.
Mm-hmm. That's where we've come up with them.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love it. And you, 76 of them.
76, good, because that's the year I was born. So you know.
Oh, there you go.
Really.
I can relate.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
76. That's how old I'm going to live someday, hopefully.
I know.
Okay, where are we going with this, Ryan? We've come off track. Okay. So I love the biz hack. I people in business, people listening, be true to yourself, folks. Isn't rocket science. This isn't hard stuff. Just be real, especially in this world now of so much noise. Mm-hmm. To get above the noise, just be real.
Right.
Just
and
be yourself.
It's not just the key to business, it's the key to happiness. Like, if you're not true to yourself, like, that's where all of that conflict, inner conflict comes from.
Absolutely. Love it.
We could talk a whole thing on that.
Yes, we could.
Yeah, right.
Take that on, folks. That's a super cool gold nugget that you will spur you to success. Be true to yourself.
All right, we're going to go into the good news now. I find these stories currently with the goodnewsnetwork.com or .org, actually. And today's good news is cat rescued by three huskies is now one of the pack.
Aww.
So you're going to have to go to our new website.
I knew we would get them with that picture.
Look how cute.
Oh, look at the next one. Show them. These are so awesome.
Aww.
The cat looks just like the dog. That is so cool. I think that's my favorite.
That is so
in there.
Cute.
Cute.
I love that. I told him, do you think they hooked the kitty cat up to the sleigh thing?
Probably.
Probably the lead one.
Yeah. Yeah. See, they understood. Ryan said, they're not sleigh dogs.
What?
See, they totally ran with it, Ryan. See, why couldn't you do that? Yeah, it's the lead dog. The kitty cat is in the front of everybody, and it's like 3 inches high.
He's looking at us like, what the heck are you guys saying?
There is a movie there. There's a Disney movie that needs to be made of that kitty cat in front of the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you'll have to go to our Facebook page, and it's posted there. I'm going to post it right now.
Check out the kitty cat. I got to admit, that is some of the cutest pictures I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of kitty cat pictures. But with the big giant dogs, it's just cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
Do you think they do anything else besides pose all day, or do they just do that?
Them dogs are cute.
I know.
Those blue eyes, holy crap.
So the story here is when a Siberian husky took in a stray kitten as her own, the little cat grew up thinking she was one of the pack. The scrawny stray ignited Lilo's maternal instincts, and she began treating the little kitten as if it was her own puppy. You can go to goodnewsnetwork.org to find the story, or it's on the Facebook page.
So cute.
It's worth looking up.
Yes. We just want to put a little good news in the world, because despite what the world tells you sometimes in the news today, there are really beautiful, wonderful people in the world doing really beautiful, wonderful, good things.
Sweet.
All right. And dogs.
And kitty cats.
And dogs doing good things.
All right, and we'll do the quote of the day. And we'll turn it over to...
Me.
Yeah.
Annie.
Me, Annie.
All right, quote of the day is, life is the art of drawing without an eraser.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
What does that make you guys think of? What do you think when you read that? Because I know what I think.
Go ahead.
Oh, first thing I think is just embracing your mistakes. Like, big deal, right? Like,
we get to learn.
Yeah.
Mistakes are there so we can learn to do cool stuff better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should celebrate the mistakes, not try and hide them.
Yeah. And a lot of times the mistakes or, you know, whatever you did, that's kind of the birthplace of something even more creative or new.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you're not willing to step out there and mess up,
mm-hmm.
you never know what you could create.
Mm-hmm.
some of the greats. That's how great things were created. It was Thomas Edison, right? He mm-hmm. failed 3,000 times at doing the light bulb. He said, no, I never failed. Mm-hmm. I learned how not to do it 3,000 times.
Absolutely.
Man, people, get out there and make mistakes. It's fun. It's mm-hmm. exciting. Don't cut yourself off. Sorry. Sometimes I take over. Just tell me to shut up. It's your guys' show today.
Well, I was going to say, I used to build furniture, and I remember I would get so stressed out if it wasn't exactly perfect. And then somebody finally came to me and said, it's perfectly imperfect. And it really made me think about, like, when we watch TV shows and things like that, we watch them because they build flaws into their characters. You know, those characters aren't perfect. They're messed up. That's why we watch them, and that's why they're so lovable to us, is because of their flaws, not because they're all perfect.
Mm-hmm. And the flaws in the furniture makes it unique.
Right, exactly.
It makes it a one of a kind.
Absolutely.
That is the coolest part about handmade stuff like that. I used to do log furniture. Oh, and, you know, a log, every log is different.
Oh, yeah.
Every log. And it's all unique. And our little marks on ourselves, our little mistakes, make us unique, make us interesting.
Oh, so cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes we get too stuck thinking that things are so literal that they have to be this way. And then when it doesn't fit, we feel like we have failed or didn't do it good enough.
Beat ourselves up.
You know, you go through that whole thing, but it's like, maybe that's just the next step of something even cooler. You know?
Wow. Oh, you gave me chills. That one gave me chills.
Ooh,
thank
everybody
you.
Got chills. Oh.
It's my wife, ladies and gentlemen. That's my wife.
Love it. I'll be here till 2:30.
Drop the mic.
Boom. She's like, I'm done now.
I'll drop one of your $30 mics. Not one of these.
Yeah, we drop those all the time. Yeah. In fact, that's why they're up there, because they no longer work, because we dropped them too many times.
Funny.
All right, thanks so much for doing that segments with us. So we'll turn it over to Bobby to do the show.
Welcome to the Biz for Good Show interview segment with our amazing guest. Guys, you ready to take this on?
Yep.
I think I'm ready.
Okay, let's learn a little bit. You guys just take your turns. Our first question is, just tell us about you guys. Tell us about what makes you tick, you know, just whatever you want, whatever gets in your heart you want to tell us about, as long as you're true to yourself.
Oh, it's your phone. Okay.
Yeah, it was my phone. Ryan, he's looking at me.
Oh, no.
I turned it on silent. It's just, I forgot to turn it off.
The buzz thing. Yeah, I do the same thing. I was just sitting on a buzz a minute ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, how do we go about this?
Who is Nicole and Annie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who are you guys? Tell us about yourselves.
Do you want me to introduce you?
Just introduce yourself.
Okay.
Just do it.
We'll just talk.
Okay. Well, I'm
interject.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Annie.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Booyah.
That's a wrap.
I started in education about a little over 10 years ago. And I started because I had been doing stand-up comedy, and then that led to me working in the movie business and writing children's books. And when I started writing these children's books, I had these messages about loving yourself and being true to yourself and all sorts of things like that. And I went through a time where I still have health issues, but they had said it was something a lot more serious than, you know, just chronic pain. They basically told me I had lupus and that I had about 6 good years, and gave me this big pile of, you know, information about lupus and everything. And I thought, that's when I went to education, because I said, if I can't get these out and get this message out in the form of books, and, you know, because that's so hard to get into having that kind of stuff produced.
Publishing and all that, yeah.
Right.
It's like a crapshoot, no matter how good it is.
Right, right.
It's like winning the lottery.
Exactly. And I thought, how do I want to get this message out? And I decided to become a teacher. And that's...
I love that.
And then as I've worked with kids, I've just really, we started, you know, my thing has always been, and my dad was like he did basically cooperative education on the college level, so help kids find jobs after they graduated. So that's kind of in my blood of like, what are you going to do next? Like, what does the future have? And planning for the future. And I started working in special education and working with these students and trying to figure out like, what is it that's going to help them be successful for the rest of their lives, not just get them a diploma. And that's how Limitless Transition Services was born.
Wow. You know what I love? You had a dream, and people, it saddens me when people have a dream and they throw that dream away because they don't think.
Right.
And you didn't throw it away. You just pivoted.
Right.
And said, you know what? This is where I'm going to make a big impact. And right. We all know that in the education space, I mean, it's where the biggest impact is made.
Right.
These are, kids are our future. I have utmost respect and gratitude for what you do. Because I've seen you we've known each other for a lot of years now.
A few years.
Yeah. And I've seen what you do and the relationship you have with the kids. They love you.
I love them.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't get that by just having a job.
No.
Right.
You get that because you care about them. Everybody knows I cry at sad commercials, so I might break up. I just put it out there.
Well, if you cry, I'll cry, because if I see it, I'm a goner.
If she cries, I cry, because we're connected.
We'll just be, you know.
Ryan will cry with us too, right, Ryan?
That's right. I was just saying, Billy just chimed in about the mistake. Mistakes are proof you're trying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's in our room.
That's a sign in our classroom. Yeah.
So, thanks, Billy. Awesome. Thanks, Billy.
Cool.
All right,
your turn.
Annie, it's your turn.
So I actually worked in healthcare for about 15 years. I worked in pain management and women's health and family practice, and just thought that would be my career. And then I met Nicole, and she was like,
"Oh, see,
look what you did! Look what you did!"
The crying.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls. Okay.
No, she just wanted me to join her. And so I took a big, huge leap. I quit the only thing I knew, the only thing I thought I was good at, the only thing that I'd ever done, and started doing this. And truth be told, when I was like in fifth grade, I wrote a paper, like did a whole project about my dream would be to have like some sort of an after-school program or do something to help these kids that don't have access. And it was one of those things where I just was like, gosh, that'd be so cool. And then I never did anything about it because life, you know, went every other direction. And so then when I found out what she had and what Limitless was, I was like, oh my gosh, that's like exactly what I've always wanted to do.
Wow.
And we talked about it, and she kind of told me what she had done, and I told her what I had wanted to do and all those things, and it was just this perfect everything. And so I was in a job that wasn't very healthy for me and gave my notice, and I think everybody kind of wondered what the heck I was doing, leaving a job with benefits and decent pay and, you know, all the stability that I'd always had. And but it wasn't, my heart wasn't there.
Wow.
And it's here. So
amazing.
You can't go wrong when you follow your heart. Nope. It might not eat as good, but you
can't
go wrong.
Yeah, right?
You can't go wrong.
That is true, and that was a hard transition for me initially to not have that same steady pay.
That you think, yeah.
Yeah, and we would get into conversations where she was like, I need you to work on this thing, you know, for Limitless, and I'm like, okay, but how am I getting paid for this? Like, I'm putting a lot of hours in, you know? Yeah. But it was one of those things that you just have to learn when you're an entrepreneur and you have your own business and you're doing your own thing. It's a totally different way of seeing the world, like not just financially, but you see everything. I don't know. For me, it's you see it as not just so mundane.
Yeah, it's more. You don't clear just do the same vibrant
thing. Yes,
and exciting. I mean,
and you
want to
get out there and like do things, and you feel like you really can take advantage of everything in front of you, because nobody's telling you you can't.
You can't. The sky's the limit. I tell people,
yeah,
you know, when you have your own business, you can fail.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fail, it's because of you, not because of somebody else, not because they're cutting the workforce 15% or something. It's all up to you, and you can succeed as far as you want to, as little as you want to. You can be as comfortable as you want to. It's a beautiful thing, and that's why we want people to know that business is about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And following passions. And when you do that, you can't go wrong. And you'll have a much more fulfilled life. I mean, you can tell just listening to you how much it's been for you.
Oh, yeah. And we love it.
Yeah, that's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
These guys are so awesome.
They're on point.
I'm sure our kids are making fun that we already cried. I'm sure they had a bet going. How long until Annie cries? But
I had a bet with them.
You did? Are you bet with the kids? Yeah. you're the bookie? Is Ryan's the bookie?
Yeah, I'm sure.
2-1 odds.
2-1 odds. Oh, I would have taken that.
Now we got to transition back. So, what does Biz for Good mean to you? From that bit.
Oh, is it my turn? Yeah. Okay. We'll allow you to get yourself together.
Yeah. I'm good.
You know, for me, it really means to go in with the intention of making the world a better place. And,
oh, yes.
And, like, I think about a conversation I had with one of my best friends, and we've always said, like, as long as we're doing the right thing, the money will fall into place because people will know that, you know, and as long as we're helping the people that we need to help, that's going to fall into place. And in education, I do a lot of training with teachers, and it was funny because I was listening to one of your podcasts and you said, it's always all about relationships. Well, it's always about relationships in education as well. Like, if you don't have that relationship with your students, they're
respect
not right. I really feel like Maslow, and I always say this, really got it right. If you have someone that's working for you, like I think about those big corporate environments where you have, let's say Walmart, right? I don't want to call anybody out, but like how many people that work there have their basic needs being met? You know, how many people that work there feel safe and secure in their workplace, you know, and so how well are they doing and how much are they achieving for Walmart, you know? But if you're doing good and you're taking care of the people around you and you go into it to help meet those needs, I really think that's where you find your achievement.
Absolutely. Yeah. So true. It always comes, and we say it over and over again, it always comes down to the connections that you make with your clients, your people, the people you work with. And when you're coming at it, a focus, an outward focus towards them, you can't help but succeed. And that succeed may not mean millions of dollars, but it can be growth that you've never thought possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's cool stuff.
Well, and when we look at kind of what we've been doing with how much Limitless has grown and how much our salt business has grown, you know, last year we were in one market and this summer we were in six. And it wasn't, I don't know, we weren't like trying to grow that much. You know, it's just one of those things that naturally happens.
It's organic when it's
you're
right.
Doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times in business schools and, you know, you're really taught about accounting and the bottom line and here's how you grow financially and that's the only way for business to grow. And there's a lot of logistics caught up in all of that. But I also think if you're really looking to do good, which is what this is all about, the focus can't be there. You know, like you can't focus on that bottom line. Like Cole was saying, when you're doing the right thing, you're doing it the right way for the right people, that just takes care of itself.
The bottom line happens.
It happens.
Because people want to be a part of it.
The
proof is in the pudding.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. And people want to be a part of stuff that they know is real.
Mm-hmm.
That they know you have a pure desire to do good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some of the best advice I ever received in my life was somebody told me, just let things happen naturally. Mm. And I've really taken that to heart because when you force things to happen, they don't ever fit the right way.
They don't. It's
ever.
Like making the puzzle pieces.
Yes.
Or
putting on jeans after Thanksgiving dinner, right? Like you don't force that to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to make things happen in the right way, right?
Yeah,
the right way they're supposed to.
That is so true. And that doesn't mean things aren't going to be hard.
Right.
Because things can be super hard, but they still can fit.
Yeah.
Into place, you're like, oh man, this is gelling, this is work, this is a lot of hard work, I'm working 80 hours a week, but man, it is it's fitting, it's working. So so don't make the mistake that, hey, if it's hard, don't do it, because that's not it. It's and you know when it just doesn't work, when you're forcing something to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know when it's
And that
like
goes
that.
Back to the "to thine own self be true."
Yep.
If you know that you're now off kilter with something, you got to step back and look at it and say, okay, what am I trying to force to happen here? And what should I just be letting happen? I mean, we've had to let go of ideas or, you know, let go of
contracts.
Efforts or contracts or things just because
it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't fit.
It didn't fit.
Yep.
It didn't fit with our goals. It didn't fit with our time. And those are hard decisions to have to make. But when things are happening naturally, all the gaps get filled in. I mean, everything just, it just works.
That's when I get sad when we do our entrepreneur groups and stuff and somebody comes up to me and says, you know, I got to make money. I got to make money. And that is a tough space to make an impact.
Yeah.
Because if you just have to make money to feed yourself or your family or something, go get a job.
Yep.
Because you're going to mess with some powerful, magical stuff trying to fight the money instead of making the right decisions.
Yeah. We tell our students all the time, if you have a business idea, let's make it happen. But here's reality. You've got to have a job in the meantime.
Absolutely.
Because it's going.
I love it. She's speaking my language right there. I tell people all the time, do not quit your day job until it's in the way of the revenue you're making from your business.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because people get it in their mind that they want to be an entrepreneur, so they stop and do only that. And that's just not how it works.
We've seen it time and time again, Ryan. It's a hard road to hoe. Because then you get stuck in the, oh, crap, I got to make money.
Yeah.
And you make crappy decisions thinking of
passion.
Only. Yes.
So
that
was me. That was the person. I went to you and I said, Bob, I got to make some money.
I remember a couple of years ago, right?
That was me.
A couple of years ago. And what did I tell you?
Get a job. I got a job.
You did get a job. And now you don't have a job.
I quit that job.
Yeah, because you got a
I got stuff
business.
I got business.
But he took it. He took the advice, guys.
That
is so powerful. You know, we have to have money to eat and to have a place to live, but don't it doesn't have to take away your desires. I wish we could make, you know, everybody that gets up in the morning and hates what they do and gets up and goes to work and hates every minute of it. I wish there was, I want to fix that.
I know.
Because you can love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's on the side and people doing, well, I'm tired when I get home from work. Yeah, but if you had a hobby, you'd go do that hobby on the weekend and stuff. Find a hobby that you can make money with that gives you passion, that gives you drive. You do not have to hate your life.
Yeah. No. And if you're going to be tired after work anyway, you might as well be tired doing something you love rather than getting tired doing something you hate. Like,
yes.
That sounds like the worst way to live.
Are you guys like related?
You're on point.
We are right here. High five.
We got to do it again.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. I was just going to high five her, but you went to the whole round. Very good, Ryan. Very good. Thank you.
We got so much going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And
we've got to really dive into what these girls doing.
Yes. Nobody knows what Limitless. What's the whole?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Who are we? What do we do?
I mean, this is awesome. So.
Okay. Well, we provide experiences for students. And we do that, and it's not just transition, but basically we look at our students and we say, I don't want to just get you to the finish line, which is part of what we
which
do.
Which is like finishing school.
Right.
Is that what you mean by finish line?
The
graduation.
Diploma.
So transitioning from school to life.
Truthfully, that's when life really begins.
Right, because you can give anybody a diploma and they can go and sit in their parents' basement and play video games for the rest of life. And it's nothing. What we are trying to do is make them successful for the rest of their lives and give them those types of skills.
That is powerful.
Yeah. And so, yes, we do credit recovery, and we do that to help them at least get to that finish line, but it's so much more than that through, like, we have classes that focus on transition and social skills and job skills and
adult living skills.
Adult living skills and all sorts of things you want to pick up where
I
left off.
When we say credit recovery, that's like high school credit. So if they have failed a class or not been successful in a class or something.
How are they getting credit?
I know. A lot of people think,
we do that. What, do they get a 700, 800 FICO from that class? Sweet!
Yeah, so if they have failed any high school classes or the regular classroom just isn't working for them, we have a program where they can come and work on their credits, make them up so that they can graduate on time. Sometimes it's a little later, but so they can get their diploma.
That's awesome.
And then in the meantime, we primarily work with juniors and seniors just because those are the ones staring adulthood in the face.
Right.
But we focus a lot, like Nicole was saying, on all of those skills. Just this coming term, we're going to be talking about how to fold laundry, how to address envelopes, how to manage a bank account, what are some basic cooking skills? Like, what does it mean when it says preheat your oven? Why do you have to do that? You know, things that you feel like we all know how to do those things.
Yeah.
But a lot of these students aren't learning any of those things.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, it's just kind of taken for granted that those are skills that we have. But the reality is the generations coming up don't have those types of skills. And so we have formed our whole school class around that. And then we do a summer program that gets them some social skills, gets them out there, gets them working. We do credit recovery in the summer as well. Mm-hmm.
Interview skills and resume building.
Yep, they write resumes.
You do entrepreneurship stuff? Do you talk about business?
Our students, as part of our business, what Cole was saying was we try to get them prepared to have a job. Like, how to do that? How do you take money? How do you be respectful to your boss? How do you call in sick or not call in sick? Like, all of those things. And so we created a company within our company that's a seasoned salt business called Salt of the Earth. And it's an entrepreneur business that our students run. So they get the experience of doing all of that. They get
She's
their food.
She's the brains, I'm the muscle.
So the students that participate with us in that get their food handler's permits. And then we have a little business where they make seasoning salts, and they learned how to pickle, so they do pickles and carrots and all sorts of things. And then we work at farmers markets, and they sell all of their goods. They practice customer service.
They understand start to finish business. That's the crazy part about a lot of people that start a business. They really don't have a clue. They know they're good at some little thing, but they don't realize doing a business is a lot more stuff to it.
It's hard, and
getting one of those under your belt is so powerful. And that I commend you so much, because that is powerful for these kids.
Thank you.
To understand that start to finish, how a business is run.
Builds confidence.
I wish more schools did stuff like that.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. I love it.
The kids that I've seen when we've dealt with entrepreneurships, man, these kids have such imaginations and they haven't been ruined by the world yet. And they have these dreams of creating that. I'm amazed at what some of the high school kids can come up with business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
So neat.
It's been really cool. And we involve them in pretty much all the decision making for what we're doing, what markets we want to do, how we want to schedule. Right now we're doing some like gift packs for online sales and Christmas stuff, and so we get their input, like, what do you guys think would work, what wouldn't? And then after markets we do like a debrief, like, what worked, what didn't work, what mistakes did we make?
That is so powerful.
What can we do better next
I
time
love it.
Like, all of those things, because they should be involved in learning about all of that.
Your phone.
Oh, your phone.
Nobody else hears it but me. I mean, no, I don't hear it. Yeah.
Everybody
else.
Everybody hears it.
But me, that's what I was going for.
But they get to be involved in all of that, and we will break down financially. Here's what we spent. Here's what we made. Here's what we spent on food. Here's what we spent for you guys, so that they can see, like, yeah, we might have sold $1,000, but we put $600 into it.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a margin of $400. What does that actually break down to look like?
Nobody thinks about that.
Yeah.
When people think they're in business, I'm in business. And I tell people all the time, you know, if your widget costs $1 and you sell it for 99 cents, how many do you have to sell to make a profit?
Exactly.
When they think about it.
Quite
a bit.
The more you sell, the more you go in debt.
Exactly.
So that is needed and cool.
It's fun. It's really fun to watch these kids come to the table with an idea. well, what if we did this? And so we try it. Right. And sometimes it's super awesome, and then sometimes it's a mega flop. You know, or sometimes I come to the table with, this is going to be so awesome, we're going to do it, and we don't sell a single thing that I just did. You know, it's like, but it's good for them to see, like, it's good. Okay to invest, oh, yeah. Like that quote, it's okay to invest in something if it turns into a mistake, because then you know what to do differently, or don't do that again. Like, right. That's all there is to that.
You guys, I have a feeling we could talk with these guys for a couple hours.
Yeah.
We'll put them on another show.
We'll put them on another show. So can we, let's do a quick wrap up. Of what do you guys see in the next 5 years?
I think one of the big things for us is we want to just keep expanding Limitless. We want to get it into other schools, into other places. Like, the vision is to have it be its own entity as well, so students could come to us.
And but it connects with the schools.
Right,
it's
right,
a part of the,
right.
A school-type program. Like.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other part is to increase the businesses underneath, sorry. So one of the things that we've been doing, like, we called our class community-based learning so that we could outreach with other places. So if we have a student that comes in and they want to be, say, a barber, we have someone that we can take them to, and they'll do an apprenticeship with them. One of our lead mentors is interested in becoming a chef, and so we've made an arrangement for him to work with another one of the vendors at the farmers markets.
Wow, this cool. Is yeah. Mm-hmm. Connections, yeah. Relationships.
Oh yeah,
everything. You guys are hitting it all, and it's for the kids. That's the coolest part.
Yeah,
our future again. I mean, these guys, and you're giving them a step up that I don't think most schools, most stuff, they don't get that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I sure didn't.
I know I didn't.
There's like, graduate, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, graduate and then kick you out the door.
Place.
Yeah, kick you out the door. Go fly birdie, fly.
Right. And a lot of the students we work with they're considered at risk for a variety of reasons, or they have special needs. Some of them, a lot of the kids we work with are autistic or have some sort of learning disability that keeps them from being able to access a lot of these services. And so we try to provide connections and all of that in kind of a safer environment so that if and when they do mess up, it's a safe place to do that.
Safe place.
And the connections that we make within the community understand that. And so they're willing to work with us with these kids who are sometimes a little more difficult to work with or have a bigger learning curve. You know, that's just kind of the nature of where things are. But the thing that we learn, and the whole reason it's called Limitless, is because we really, really believe that the potential is limitless.
Absolutely.
And that's why our Rule 76 is our motto, no excuses, play like a champion, because regardless of a disability, it's no reason not to do your best. And your best doesn't look like everybody else's.
Absolutely.
But no excuses. We don't say, well, I'm this, I can't do this. I'm this, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. You just do it, and you do your very best, and play like a champion doing it.
I love it. You know, I was in special education, and I've had dyslexia my whole life, and mm-hmm. grew up with thinking I was stupid and fought being stupid. And, you know, I've had 20 different startups now. I consider myself fairly successful, but always fighting to show people that I wasn't stupid, that I could be and do whatever I wanted. And
yeah.
Because of folks like you that were in my life
yeah.
that showed me that I could do and be whatever I wanted. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Because yeah. the kids need it.
Very cool.
When I was getting bullied, excuse me, when I was getting bullied, I was in special needs. And it was those special teachers that motivated me, told me I was important. And, you know, it's very, very crucial what you guys are doing. So,
cool.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
How do people get in touch with you guys?
We have a website. It's www.lts.club. So
LTS.club.
See how cool a club is?
Yeah. Club is pretty cool. LTS.club.
And then we have an online store for all the products that our kids make. That's it's SOTE.store. So it's for Salt of the Earth.
Oh.
SOTE.store.
SOTE.score.
Store.
Oh, man.
No, that's a dating site. Actually.
Yeah, that's not what we're promoting.
Store. Not store.
Not store. We'll have all those links on our
show notes. We'll have all the show notes and stuff up,
cool.
And we'll have all those links. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's this has been awesome.
Ryan, you want to take us out?
Yeah, we always end the show with a hashtag be good, do good. So here we go. Hashtag be good, do good.
Hashtag be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
Whoa. And that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.